No.
Actually, my favorite bad ones were the Russian Finnish films. Jack Frost was delightful. A delightful bad film. They were just, as bad movies go, they were just so much fun to watch. Okay, let's see. Let's start with the hat here.
Actually, when Bill and I were out recently in L.A. and we saw Gladiator, and it was so intensely loud.
We actually could.
We could shout in the mix. No one could hear. So that's the only time I would allow it.
But as a rule, I'm actually kind of hate when people talk in theater. It's just ironic.
Although I get really impatient, like the first few minutes of Waterworld, I immediately knew I just wanted to get out of there. I get just so frustrated when all you do not to verbalize that.
Yes.
I remember we all went and saw Billy Madison together. Trace Ballou actually ran screaming from the theater. I had seen that before. I saw a Vietnam veteran run screaming from the Deer Hunter. And it was pretty much the same reaction of outrage and horror that Tracy had. Does happen.
And scarred by their work.
Right. Okay, let's go look at everybody in the back there, are we? The fellow with the glasses and the beard.
I was wondering if any of your projects are going to, if you're aiming for getting something on TV or through film, obviously independent channels instead of Hollywood. My wife and I like to see
your stuff. You mean some new stuff? Are we developing new stuff?
All I know is you want to see my stuff.
Oh, you have a beer gun.
No, that's your good stuff. That's a different thing. Yeah. We did a trip to Hollywood. I met some very nice folks at a few different places. We were not there during the quote-unquote pitch season, so it wasn't the best time to go. We had some ideas. We have been kind of nurturing along the way. There's nothing specific, but of course we'd love to do something on television again. I think for the kind of things that we'd be interested to do, it's probably a little bit more difficult to get it going at first. So it's a challenge for us. In the meantime, we've got Timmy, which keeps us out there in the public as a group, as a creative group, and allows us to have a lot of fun and make people laugh. So far, it's been really good.
I'd like to do one shameless pitch. In about 2 weeks, there's a site called icebox.com, which I would doubt any of you have heard of. But I have a series premiering on there, co-written with a friend of mine, Rob Greenberg, who's a writer for the show Frasier. It's very, very silly, and I may just shame myself. But I do a voice, and Mike actually came out and did a voice. So check it out. It's in about 2 weeks. It's called Poker Night. Pitch over.
Okay, right here in the front with the family. Yeah, white shirt. How much do we hate the people at Sci-Fi Channel?
Nah.
I don't think we ever hated the people at Sci-Fi Channel. They were actually very good to us. But the new management came in, and we never got to know them well enough to hate them.
No.
But I'm sure if we had, we would hate them because of it was changing of the guard that caused the show to go away ultimately. We had great support at the Sci-Fi Channel from the people there, and I'm still grateful to the folks who work with us there. Barry Shulman in particular, and Tom Talley, who's still there and wishes that he hadn't had to see us go. No animosity whatsoever for us.
Although, at the end of our run there, we were sort of fantasizing with our typical gallows humor that the new executive was sitting in her office saying to herself, I'm going to bury that little puppet show. And after we were fired, we went and met with some old friends at the Sci-Fi Channel, and they confirmed that was in fact true. The director was, I'm going to bury that effing show.
Was that maybe a 5 minutes, by the way?
Are we being ranked on our answers?
We have 5 minutes. Well, this is going fast. Well, let's get in a lot of questions. Crow out there.
Not nearly enough in my approach.
I've been on the street a lot, but it's by Scientologists.
Tom Cruise and Jenna.
That's pretty.
I'm never ranked.
sometimes my voice is recognized, but I'm, you know.
I don't usually walk around in clown white makeup, so it's not.
Okay, over in this section here, yes, in the front there.
Patrick, what's Patrick doing now? Patrick is he's working with Timmy Big Hands, actually.
And you just had a baby. I mean, his wife.
He's a new dad, and he's very happy and very proud. He's been doing all of the artwork. A lot of the artwork on Timmy Big Hands is his, and all of the original illustrations are his. He's a great illustrator and
the nicest man in the world.
We love him.
He's a lot funnier than you would know from this.
This poor guy here has had his hand up all afternoon. So. Particular
moment where you like to show becoming a phenomenon?
Is there a particular moment where you realize the show is becoming a phenomenon? Any for you guys?
Did it ever?
I don't know. There was a weird moment that when we had the show at KTMA, and you have no way, especially local television, knowing if anybody's watching what it is you do. So we put the number of the station down at the bottom, and the answering machine had like a 45-minute tape on it, and it was filled within half an hour after the show was over. So that said to me, people kind of like what we're doing here. So that was the only indication I had that people liked it. I